Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com, a great website, all things music locally, and I urge you to check it out, Nippertown.com. Greg Hames comes in every so often, once a month, actually, to tell us about...
That's often enough.
It is. I'd like to see it every day if we could.
Okay, well...
Every so often we speak about local music, and boy, the schedule is really heating up as the summer gets closer.
Yeah, May is turning into a real music marathon, and it's a wonderful thing, I can say that. And it starts for anybody with the proper amount of enthusiasm, it starts tonight at the Cohoes Music Hall with Alejandro Escovedo, fabulous Texas singer-songwriter. He always changes things up. Last time he was in town, he was playing with the Burn Something Beautiful band that featured R.E.M.'s Peter Buck. This time, I think it's a solo show. So this should be a really intimate, really lovely show. He's a great singer-songwriter. But things might heat up a little bit the following night, Saturday. He's going over to Club Helsinki in Hudson for a Safe at Home, which is a benefit concert for Hudson Little League. And he's playing with Tommy Stinson's Bash and Pop, Elvis Perkins, Dust Bowl Fairies, and some others. And if you can't make either of those, over in Northampton, he'll be at the Iron Horse Music Hall next Friday night. Alejandro Escovedo, try to see him. If you've already seen him, you know what it is. If you haven't, you need to go and see him. Here's a bit of By 11 from his album Gravity.
Now hope the castle's clean. Free man, he'll be home soon. And I hope his life's complete. Leave the light on, he'll be home by 11.
Alejandro Escovedo, tonight at the Cohoes Music Hall, tomorrow night at Benefit at Club Helsinki in Hudson, and then another chance next Friday at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton. Coming to the Linda, Friday, May 18th, a week from tonight, Stephen Clare and the Pushbacks.
Yes, this is their first Albany show. Not Stephen's first Albany show, because he used to live here in Albany, and he used to play in, bands like Glaze and Cactus Love Seat, and as well as his solo stuff. He also used to manage a club here in town called Godfrey's, which is on the same block as the Linda, coincidentally. And he edited and published a cassette-only magazine called Talkwork. So he was a busy man around town. He left. He's living in Beacon now. And he's got a new band, the Pushbacks, and they've got a new self-titled album. There's really some fine stuff here. He's playing at the Linda next Friday, May 18th, and then later in the month at BSP Kingston on Thursday, May 24th, sharing the stage with the Monks of Doom. So here's Stephen Clare and the Pushbacks with My Crime.
We pass dry whiskey around in the van. It felt good to drive, but hell if I could stand. That's the kind of love we make these days, driving these streets in a purple haze. That's my crime, that's my crime. No sense of time.
Stephen Clare and the Pushbacks at the Linda. That's right across the street, central in Quinlan, Albany. Next Friday, May 18th, thelinda.org for more information. And one of the true legends of folk, Jeff Moldauer, is coming to one of the true legendary places of folk, Cafe Lena.
Indeed. One of my all-time favorite singers, Jeff Moldauer. I've loved him since days when he was in the Jim Queskin Jug Band. And he did duo albums with his then-wife, Maria Muldaur. His solo albums, he played with Paul Butterfield in the Better Days Band. Just a great blues singer, as Richard Thompson once famously said, there are only three white blues singers, and Jeff Muldaur is at least two of them. So if that's your bag, and it should be, go and see him Sunday, May 20th at Cafe Lena, Saratoga Springs. Jeff Muldaur, maybe he'll do Drop Down Mama from his album Password.
Jeff Muldaur, Drop Down Mama. He'll be at the Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs Sunday, May 20th. And Professor Louie and the Chromatics, they're from the Woodstock area. And another guy from the Woodstock area you might have heard of, too, Bob Dylan.
Yeah, well, Professor Louie from Woodstock, Jeff Muldaur used to live in Woodstock as well. But the thing is, it's a Bob Dylan birthday month, which always makes May extra special. And there are Bob Dylan 77th birthday celebrations all around Greater Nippertown this month. Professor Louie and the Chromatics are playing one at the Warwick Winery and Distillery. It's the Bob Dylan Tribute Weekend, 3 days of a really great bunch of musicians, Scott Sherrard, Willie Nile, the Kennedys, Tony Trischka, Bill Kirchen. 3 days, Memorial Day weekend. Professor Louie and the Chromatics will be playing on the Saturday. That's the, well, whatever. Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. But there's also a Bob Dylan birthday celebration at Club Helsinki on Wednesday, May 23rd with Pat O'Shea. One at Bearsville Theater on Sunday, May 27th with Happy Trom, John Sebastian, Cindy Cashdollar, Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams, Jake Collins. And there's one right across the street here, the only one that's actually on Bob Dylan's birthday, which is Thursday, May 24th. The Low Beat will be hosting Bob Dylan's 77th birthday party with Brian Thomas, Kevin Mall, Val Haynes, Jason Martin, Todd Nelson, Rick Bedrosian, Cole Palace Kings, Mitch Elrod, Mother Judge, and Ramblin' Jug Stompers as well, all put together by Dale Metzger, who used to run, for 10 years, ran Bob Dylan birthday celebrations at Union College. And he's come back to start it up again, and we couldn't be happier about that. So Thursday, May 24th at the Low Beat. In the meantime, let's listen to Professor Louie and the Chromatics doing a little bit of a Bob Dylan song, Forever Young.
May you stay forever young.
May you grow up to be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the lights around you.
Professor Louie and the Chromatics, that's Bob Dylan's Forever Young. It's Dylan's 77th birthday. Wow, that's a lot of candles to blow out.
Yeah.
He'll have to take a swig of his new whiskey that he's putting out.
Yeah. Well, he's got, you know, Frank Sinatra has his own whiskey,
yeah,
and Bob's
so
been
not?
Doing Sinatra songs lately, so I think that's where he got the idea.
Well, we had to make an edit here today because Marcia Ball's got a new CD out.
Yeah, we threw in, I was going to use one of her older songs, but we got the new album just in time, so we'll throw a new album on. Thing is, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival is over after two glorious weeks down in New Orleans. And some of those Louisiana musicians are heading back up this way. Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience are going to be at Cohoes Music Hall on Saturday. The Soul Rebels are coming to Mass Mocha on Saturday, May 26th. And the one and only piano pounder, Marcia Ball, is headed into the Upper Room in Albany on Friday, June 1st. If you like honky-tonking, boogie-woogieing, Marcia Ball's your gal. She's got a brand new album called Shine Bright. So let's listen to a little bit of final track on that album, Take a Little Louisiana.
On the wall, all you got to do is read it. Yes, read it. Take a little Louisiana.
Marcia Ball, she's got a new CD out, and she'll be at the Upper Room Friday, June 1st. That's in Albany. I wonder if Greg will be there. Probably.
Huh, I think so.
Yeah, just maybe, just maybe.
I'm going to be everywhere I can. It's a busy, busy month. And by the way, don't forget Tulip Fest this weekend.
That's
so
right.
And it's not just in the evening. Now you got things to do in the afternoons as well.
A little rainy on Saturday, but maybe Sunday looks pretty good. It's the Tulip Festival in Albany, and it's Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Greg, will see you in about 1 month.
Well, thanks, Brian. I'll be back.